and Gio.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at HoffWFAN on all social media platforms. And a great day if you're a Yankee fan, if you're a Met fan, great day as well. Both teams proved why they are so freaking good. Aaron Judge in Kansas City starts off the game again with a two-run bomb, hitting off of Noah Cameron, who, by the way, Noah Cameron going into this game had his first five appearances going into this game. His first five pro appearances going into this game, six-plus innings, no more than a run. No more than a run given up each game. He had three starts with one run given up, two starts with zero runs. Aaron Judge in the first inning, a two-run bomb, breaks that streak going. And basically, Cameron almost got to six innings, but at the end, five and two-thirds, six earned runs given up by Noah Cameron. And that just shows the dominance of this Yankee offense. When they are electric, when they're alive, they could do anything. Austin Wells had a huge night. Austin Wells went 2-for-4, five RBIs, a home run, and a double. I mean, that's pretty nice. Pretty nice considering this was the guy who actually led off for the New York Yankees to start the season. And now he's batting ninth. That's where he's at. Listen, they change the lineup almost every day. It's Paul Goldschmidt led off today. You know, tomorrow maybe it'll be Aaron Judge. Who knows? But the point is that they continuously change things up, changes the lineup, and it finds ways to drive in runs. And Judge obviously continues, even though he's sitting in the three spot today, batting 396 now. He dropped a little bit. He went 2-for-5, three RBI. That one home run, two strikeouts. But again, that, Aaron Judge continues to prove that he's the best hitter in baseball. And the fact that every game he's getting two plus hits, it's just amazing. No one is putting together, like when Tony Gwynn was hovering around 400, we knew to what type of a hitter Tony Gwynn was. You know, it's the same thing. There's certain hitters where you're like slap hit, like when Ichiro, you know, Ichiro, maybe he never got close to 400, but Ichiro Suzuki was one of those hitters that just placed the ball and never really hit for power. We know Ichiro supposedly, you know, at home run derbies or whatever it is, or during training or whatever it is, he would unleash. But in a game, he was about placing the ball, finding ways to get on base, little slap singles, you know, maybe a little, you know, finding holes when there was shifts or whatever the case is. That's what Ichiro did. Aaron Judge is doing the exact opposite. He's batting 396 and he's hitting for power. He's getting extra base hits. He's doing things that we really haven't seen in a very, very long time. You could sit there and say Shohei Ohtani, okay, fine, whatever you want to say about Shohei Ohtani, but I got to ignore that because, again, Aaron Judge goes out there and plays every game. He sits there and plays. Today he was the DH. Okay, but that's a rarity. He's usually sitting right field. That's where he is. Last year he was in center field. That's what Aaron Judge does. And again, this team feeds off him. He set the tone, which was great. And then guess who was pitching today? Who's on the mound for the New York Yankees? None other than Max Fried, their best free agent signing. Other than Gerrit Cole, I mean, obviously this year with his arm injury, that stinks. But, I mean, if you want to talk about the most effective free agent starting pitchers that the Yankees have brought in here, Max Fried has to be at the top of the list right now. Again, now he's 9-1 with an ERA of 1.84 and a WHIP of 0.93. I mean, that's just stupid. That is just stupid. His numbers are phenomenal. He's gotten, how many strikeouts does he currently have right now? He has in 81 innings pitched. He has more than 81 innings pitched. He's got in 87 innings pitched or 88 innings pitched. He has 81 strikeouts. A strikeout total, not as much, you know, not like a strikeout per inning, but around that, hovering around that. The rest of the numbers are phenomenal. He's virtually unhittable right now. He is in a place where he never has been before. Think about this. In all his career, you go up and down his totals. He has never come close to pitching below a 2 ERA. I mean, his best year, and I'm not going to count it, it's COVID, was a 2.25. But 2022 with 30 starts, he had an ERA of 2.48. That's phenomenal. He's got a 1.78 right now, 1.84 right now in 14 starts. That's just, he's your Cy Young right now. I mean, there's nobody else in the AL who's going to be come close to that. Max Fried is going to be the Cy Young for the New York Yankees, for the American League. If he keeps this up, there's no doubt about it. Again, and guess what? He's winning games too. You talk about some of these guys over the past few years when you're talking about, you know, Jacob DeGrom with the Mets. Or you want to talk about just other players that struggle. Paul Skeens struggle to get wins because they're on teams that just aren't that good. And Max Fried is 9-1. He has no problem winning games. He has no problem shutting down teams, and he gets all the support he needs. When you get 10 runs in a game and you pitch, I think you're pretty happy. I think you're going to win most of those games. But the fact is, he doesn't need 10 runs. He needs 4. He needs 3-4 maybe max. Obviously, he got that one game where he got blown up, but he doesn't need much help. But he's getting a lot of it. So good for the Yankees on a good victory, solid victory for Kansas City Royals team, which, you know, remember, there's a guy in Kansas City that everyone says is one of the best players in baseball. Bobby Witt Jr. goes 1-for-3. Doesn't look all that fantastic. And did he get pulled? You know what? I was doing a podcast, so I missed the ending. I know he gets pulled, but was that because of injury? I'll go find that out in a little bit. Again, I was doing the Rico Bronya with Evan Roberts as we were celebrating the New York Mets walk-off with Jeff McNeil. Yes, the New York Mets just continue to fight. And I tweeted this out when they tied the game. I really am starting to fall in love with the New York Mets, the 2025 New York Mets. And I didn't fall in love with them earlier because, you know, there's certain things that are inconsistent. Like, again, Pete Alonso has been really good all season. He had like a little slump. Okay, fine. Pete Alonso is exciting. I'm enjoying watching Pete Alonso, you know, be elite again. That feels really good. Francisco Lindor continues to find ways to you know, come up big in really big spots. Juan Soto hasn't really gotten that stride yet. I know he's hitting a lot of singles now. He's still walking, still getting on base. You know, he hit his 12th home run of the season today or on Tuesday night, but you know, for the most part, you haven't seen the Juan Soto that is supposed to get you excited. That home run that he hit versus Mackenzie Gore had a bit of that aura, had a bit of that like, okay, I'm taking the next one deep. And he did, and he went oppo, and it was awesome. Because Mackenzie Gore, not for nothing, who came in here with, I think, a 2.84 ERA. He leads the majors in strikeouts. His total is absurd. He's got over 100 strikeouts, and I forget how many innings pitched. Now you add on, I think he went another quality start. Let's see. He went today 6 innings, 6 strikeouts. Still 2.88 ERA. He gave up 2 runs, 5 hits, no walks. Probably could have gotten more because only threw 89 pitches. But again, were they difficult pitches? Soto did get around on him on that one at bat to get a home run. But Mackenzie Gore, I mean, he's going to be up there for maybe a Cy Young this year. He's been phenomenal. He walked in here with 108 strikeouts. You add another 6 to that. He's got 114 strikeouts right now, if my math isn't as stupid as it normally is. 114 strikeouts in 13 games in only 81 1/3 innings. I mean, he is just... he's a strikeout king right now, and he doesn't walk that many guys too, which is even more impressive. Again, 0 walks today on Tuesday. One walk in his last start in seven innings, zero in the previous start, May 29th. So in the last 21 innings, the last 19 innings? My math is just terrible, but 19 innings it is. One walk. One walk in the last 19 innings. That's highly impressive. And his record is 3-5. So there you go. Like I said, you need some help from your offense. And they actually did. They got it today. They got the Nationals got the Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning looked very human. He's been looking very human as of late, which is a very scary thing for Mets fans, because is the pitching lab drying up? Are people starting to lock into the pitching lab? Is just Griffin Canning starting to become human again? Griffin Canning did not have the best outing. 5 1/3. Four earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. I mean, his ERA balloons to 3.22, which is nothing. But now you're talking about in the past 4 or 5 starts. I mean, listen, you go back to the Yankees game where he did shut them down. 2 earned runs and 5 1/3. Okay, fine. The Dodger game that got cut short, or he got pulled early because of the rain. That was 2 2/3. He gave up 3 runs there, which again, is that really fair? Okay, you could throw that one away, but then the next game versus the Chicago White Sox, he gave up 3 earned runs, 5 runs in total in 3 innings. He did beat the Dodgers. Then the next outing, 0 runs in 6 innings. But now again, 4 runs versus the Washington Nationals. So it seems like he's kind of coming back to earth a little bit. It was never going to be sustainable, but maybe this is why it's really good that Sean Manaea is throwing his rehab and Frankie Montas is ready to come back, because maybe this is Griffin Canning kind of coming back to earth, and you have those two pitchers, and at least one of them, hopefully, in Sean Manaea, goes back to what he did last year. And if Frankie Montas can find any sort of level of success, that'll be fantastic. But that means there's a lot of pitching depth still here with the Mets, which is very helpful. And then besides Soto hitting that home run in the 8th inning, getting that line drive, should have been a triple, but turned into a double after Marte walked and scoring the third run of the game to make it 4-3. Soto sitting on second base, and then Pete Alonso comes up with a rocket to left field. Such a rocket that he can't even get to second base in time. He actually did get the base in time. He actually got the tag in quickly, got his hand in quick, but he got off the bag and they tagged him out. That being said, though, you just felt once Soto got that hit and Pete Alonso comes up, you're like, this team, there's really no quit in this Mets team. And where it feels lackluster and they're losing the majority of the game and you're not feeling comfortable, you're not feeling good, the fact that they could still fight back, you know, whether it's the bullpen, I understand they only got 2 runs versus Mackenzie Gore, but the Mets put up numbers against the bullpen. They found a way, and that's all that matters, is finding a way when it counts to come back and win. And in this case, they tied, and then Edwin Diaz comes out and completely just shuts down the Nationals and makes them look silly. And Edwin Diaz is just at this level now where I know I continue to say it over and over and over. You know, Devin Williams is going to be the best closer in New York, no doubt about it. Edwin Diaz is proving me wrong every single game. I know he blew the one save so far this season, but his numbers are just incredible. This wasn't a save opportunity, but again, it's the 9th inning. You can come in there and blow it up real quick. And, you know, after just a great rally by by Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, that rally can go for nothing. And the taste builds back in your mouth again if it's a bad loss. Instead, what happens? Shut down by Edwin Diaz. Reed Garrett shuts it down again too. And then in the first pitch of the at-bat in the bottom of the 10th with Luis Angel Acuña at second base, Jeff McNeil would have been a double, single, RBI single, scores Acuña Jr., Luis Angel Acuña, and the rest is history, and the Mets walk off the Nationals. And here's the other thing, too. Like, we're sitting here, and it's funny because you have two players who are basically playing the same spot, right? Luis Angel Acuña was holding down that second base spot up until Jeff McNeil came in and took that job back. Now, has he been hitting better? He has. He's batting .266. He's got 6 home runs on the season. We're not looking for power from Jeff McNeil, but the reality is, if you look at some of the other seasons, I mean, in 2000, I think 21 it was, he had 7 home runs the whole season. He's got in 120 games, he's got 6-35. So he's got a bit of his stroke is back. His power stroke is back. I'm not saying I want him to be a power hitter, but you're seeing something from Jeff McNeil that we haven't seen in a while. And the average is coming back up. I'm not saying that he's going to be a batting average champion right now. I hope that goes to Pete Alonso. That'd be nice, right? But the fact is that Jeff McNeil is hitting. But now you have Jeff McNeil and Luis Angel Acuña both playing, or second baseman. You can't play them both. Luis Angel Acuña, you know, thankfully has ability in so many other different ways. You put him in there at second base to you know, be that pinch runner for the California rules in the 10th inning, and there you go. Base hit scores a run, and it does, and the Mets walk off happy. And it's just at home, the Mets have been fantastic. Everything has really been turning out well for this New York Mets team, and they continue to win ball games. Their 43rd win of the season. Again, I think Detroit won, so they are a half game ahead of the Mets for the best record in baseball. But it doesn't make a difference. I don't care about the American League until we get to the World Series. That's what it comes down to. Doesn't make a difference. Same thing with the Yankees. They shouldn't care about what happens in the National League up until the World Series. That's what it comes down to. Are we destined for a Mets-Yankees World Series? I still think the Dodgers are going to run through the National League. I think that's the top team. You can sit there, and let me explain something to you about this record thing too. Okay, obviously the Mets have the best record in the National League. It's a best record. That means that they've won the most games. Are they the best team? I'm sorry, right now, the LA Dodgers, even with all their injuries, are the best team in baseball, and they're going to be the best team in baseball once they get healthy, once they get all their starting pitching back. I mean, think about it. Shohei's not back yet. Tyler Glasnow's not back. Blake Snell's not back. You want to go down that list of starting pitching for the LA Dodgers, how good they're going to be. Tanner Scott got off to a terrible start to the beginning of the season, and look at him now. He is back to being a reliable reliever in the bullpen for the Dodgers. So they have so many pieces, so many top level players. The Dodgers are the team to beat. And that's not trying to put cold water on the New York Mets. That's just reality. They are a very, very, very good team, stacked team. The New York Mets are great as well. They just are. And you're just happy that they don't have to fight the Dodgers tooth and nail for the NL East, right? I'm just happy about that. You know, right now the Phillies lose again. The Braves haven't been playing great baseball. You beat the Nationals. You're doing your job. Just keep on winning games. Don't worry about anybody else, but win the ball games in front of you. And the Mets are doing that. And they have my heart. The Mets have my heart. I got to be honest with you. They're going to add Manaea soon. Maybe Frankie Montas adds this team. But everybody is just, I kind of almost don't even want to trade anybody. I know they're going to make a trade. Everyone's talking about a center fielder for the New York Mets, but I kind of don't even want to do that. I kind of love Tyrone Taylor out at center field. I know he's not perfect, but he defensively is great. I don't really want to screw up that chemistry, which right now, let's be serious, they actually have chemistry. Last year, all the talk was Jose Iglesias, the OMG, and how are you going to be able to recreate that with him not back? They've done a great job. They have no problem recreating the aura of a non-existent OMG. They're having fun. They're doing flip cup. They're doing everything. And congratulations to Francisco Alvarez. I don't think they've had the baby yet, but he's not with the team at the moment because his partner is having a child. So good for them. Congratulations. Oh, and before we wrap things up, which I will in a second, happy birthday to one very special woman, Alex Cohen. You deserve it. Happy birthday. Congratulations on all the success. And all I keep on hearing from people is she is a huge reason why the families are just feel so welcome and stuff like that. And thank you. And hopefully you had a great birthday. Jeff McNeil walked it off for you, Alex Cohen. He did. So congratulations. Happy birthday. I don't know how old you're probably like, what, 21, 22, 23 maybe. But congratulations, happy birthday, and good job by the Mets. Good job all the way around by the Yankees, just continuing to win. That's all you care about. It doesn't make a difference how it looks, if it's pretty, ugly, just win ball games. It was a terrible game up until the eighth inning for the New York Mets. They find, I mean, obviously the Soto home run was early in the game, so that was nice, But it wasn't until the eighth inning that they were able to really come back, make you feel like they were going to do something to win this game, and they did. Yankees, on the other hand, they just demolished. Good for them. That's what you like to see. You know, go sweep the series in KC. Just keep on winning ball games. That's all we care about. Keep on winning series. Again, this is a long summer, but it's going to be a fun summer. Let's put it this way. There's so many good things, and we talked about this with BT and Sal earlier on Tuesday. There's a lot of amazing chases going on right now. Pete Alonso is going to be up there for the MVP. You're probably going to get Lindor up there for a vote or two here or there. Aaron Judge is going to be up there for the Triple Crown. You know, it's just going to – he's that good. His average is that high. His home run power is that significant, and he's going to drive it a ton of runs. He is going to be up there for a Triple Crown watch. That's exciting. Pete Alonso for an MVP is exciting. Max Fried for a Cy Young is exciting. You're going to get some, maybe a couple of gold gloves out there. You know, maybe Francisco Lindor can win one for a change. But regardless, there's a lot of fun things going on. Pete Alonso is 10 home runs away from taking over Darryl Strawberry's record for the New York Mets for the most home runs of all time as a New York Met. There's a lot of cool things going on right now. Is that going to take you away? Is that going to be like, oh, it doesn't make a difference. I just want a World Series. Yeah, of course you just want a championship. That's all you want is the hardware. You just want a trophy. However, I'll tell you this much. It is awesome to see the success of these players, of the teams, and it makes, not say that it makes it easier to watch, it just makes it more fun. It gives you something else to like hold on to and be like, this team really is freaking good. Pete Alonso legitimately is going to go down as the best position player to ever play in the New York Mets. Like, he's just going to have a ton of records for the New York Mets. I love that. I love the history. You need that. You look at the Yankee history. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, you go through the Derek Jeters. You go through the Bernie Williams. You go through the Andy Pettits, the Mariano Riveras, the Babe Ruths, whoever it may be. You just go up and down the New York Yankees. What they've done in the history of baseball, the Mets are nowhere close. And that's not an insult. That's not a slight. That's just reality. I'd like to see them do some really special things. And right now, the main goal is the World Series. You can still do special things during the regular season. So just enjoy. All right, that'll be all for another episode of WFAN Daily. Again, check out WFAN. Stay in tune with WFAN, 660 AM, 101.9 FM, Odyssey app, all that stuff. You can check any podcast out on Odyssey as well as, you know, as well, WFAN Daily, Rico Bronya, Unkillable. You could also find Boomer and Geo's podcast on there, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle. Everybody's on the Odyssey app, so go check that out. And again, tune in tomorrow for all the big shows. As I said, Boomer and Geo, 6 to 10. You got BT and Sal, I'll be there as well, 10 to 2. And you got Evan and Tiki from 2 to 6:30. And then you got, if you want to listen to the Lou Gower, if you want to listen to Keith McPherson and Chris McMonagle, they're all sprinkled in there as well. There's always something to listen to on WFAN and the Odyssey app. So thank you again for listening to this. I appreciate it. Thank you for all support. Subscribe, download, whatever you got to do. But I will be back tomorrow with more. Hey, maybe the New York Knicks will get a head coach for us. Or maybe they won't. And maybe Jason Kidd won't be able to come here because the Dallas Mavericks deny Jason Kidd getting traded to the Knicks. Whoops. Great plan by the Knicks. They are just, you talk about the same old Knicks, same old Mets, same old whatever. This is the same old Knicks. We'll get into that tomorrow. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of the day and keep on rocking. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. I'll see you guys later. Peace.